I've got two beautifully painted, wonderfully mechanic handled, all running buses that would be very useful as remote studios for the station. They're carpeted, paneled on the inside, and relatively low mileage. They've been run and tested, and my niece is going back to Germany, so this opportunity is probably going to slip away in the next couple of weeks.
Let's do it.
Putting that aside, I hear rumor that we have a $250,000 donation coming in for multimedia. I don't know what that means. I read here in this article that James L. Knight Foundation has donated $200,000 to Pacifica News. We have a station now that's run by the, quote, old guard, and we're making major changes, especially technological changes. Bob Condon's talking about spending real money, Conger, spending real money bringing in an entire Dell Windows system to run our station. I find tremendous problem with that. And there's no outreach to our listener community to find out what technology should be doing. We're in a five-year contract. We're in a five-year contract right now for our maintenance on our Xerox machines. We just sold off our subcarrier sidebands on a five-year contract. Okay, that's so far down the road technologically. And this lab or listeners have played no part in major decisions that are locking us down in that station well beyond the election of new boards, well beyond new bylaws. We are committing ourselves to a direction, a technical dynamic, that without consciousness. And I'm very upset.
That's right.